no extension for you. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided that for a ballot to be counted in Wisconsin, it must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day, same deadline as in 30 other states, including here in Washington. The Democrats in Wisconsin had argued for a six-day extension, same as happened in the Wisconsin primary elections, because of the COVID comeback in Wisconsin and delays in mailing out ballots to voters. But Justice Gorsuch wrote in the Supreme Court opinion that deadlines have always been part of the voting process. The date of the election has been well known for a long time, and voters who don't trust the mail can deliver their ballot to a drop box or just vote in person. Bottom line, if you plan on mailing your vote in Wisconsin, you need to do it today. It's Darwinian voting. You either adapt or consent to be governed by those who do. But to me, the biggest problem around the country anyway is people who do follow all the rules but still get turned away because the polls are jammed or the drop box is full, or people who mail it today and it still doesn't get there by the deadline. Now, if that happens, I say keep a record, gather your video evidence, because there's an American principle older than the Constitution, older than the Declaration of Independence, and it is no taxation without representation. And I think if you're prevented from voting through no fault of your own, I say you should be able to sue for a full refund of your taxes, all of them, at least until the next election. And if that ever became law, I bet they'd fix the mail real quick.